Carlos Sodria, that's Mr. PC, a John Coltrane tune, and right before that we had Orange Dreams, which Sodria wrote himself. That's alongside his trio, Thomas Spears, Jeffrey Oehling, and himself on guitar. And not only is the guy that you just heard, he's the guy that you will hear coming up as part of our holiday jazz jam. It's at December 12th, which is a Saturday, 12:30 to 3 o'clock. And I've got Carlos on the line right now. Carlos Sodria, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's really wonderful to have you on. And I, first of all, I've got to ask you, I've been asking a lot of, you know, musicians recently, how's it been? It's been a really weird year, I'm sure, for you.
Yes, it has been a weird year with not much live music. And a lot of musicians are wondering what to do now that we don't have that space for performing, you know, for live audiences. But at the same time, it has been a good moment to sit down and think about my music and what do I want to accomplish through my creative work.
Absolutely. And it seems like you're getting some recognition for that creative work. You were just recently nominated for the International Artist of the Year from the Boston Music Awards. So congratulations for that. That must be exciting.
Yes, thank you. We're pretty excited. So this is a nomination that my trio received, the Carlos Sodria Trio. And the trio involves Mr. Tom Spears on drums and Tom Lubelsik on the electric bass. So we're pretty excited. We are so happy to bring our music to the entire state of Massachusetts. And I just think it's wonderful that our work is being recognized in that way.
And I should note, it's International Artist of the Year because you yourself were born in Peru. And I was just wondering, you know, people might not be as familiar with, you know, with the music of Peru and how that has shaped your music and how you approach playing the guitar and playing jazz and all that.
Absolutely. It has been a long path for me in terms of my musical career. I was born and grew up in Lima, Peru, where I also study classical guitar and the folk music from my country. But then I moved to the U.S. to study music, to study jazz, because that became one of my obsessions and passion. So I lived for a few years in Florida, and more recently I moved to Massachusetts in 2016. And really, for me, music has been kind of, I've been learning different elements and styles of music throughout my life. And one of my efforts as a composer and performer is to integrate different styles of music to synthesize my musical life into the work that I do with my trio. So I have a lot of influence from Peruvian music, but also from South American music more in general. And I try to combine all this with the element of improvisation, which I really love. It's kind of the blood of my music. So I love to improvise, but also to integrate all these powerful rhythms that come from Latin America.
Well, you'll be able to hear, anybody listening, you'll be able to hear Carlos playing again 12:30 to 3 o'clock on December 12th, which is a Saturday, part of our holiday jazz jam, alongside a lot of other great performers, great local performers, Pamela Hines and Greg Abate, and actually a trio from South High. And I just wanted to ask you as well, Carlos, since you've, you know, lived in a few different places, we are so proud of being a part of the music scene here in central Massachusetts. I would like to remind people that we are one of only 15 nonprofit jazz radio stations in the entire country. So the fact that we even just have this right here in Worcester is really remarkable. But how have you found the jazz scene here, and how important is it to have these community organizations, not just WICN, but places like Mechanics Hall, where you can play a beautiful space there. How important is it to have these organizations and to support these organizations?
I think it's extremely important because these organizations really keep alive the culture of Worcester and the area. Many musicians like myself depend on the promotion that these organizations provide and also the spaces that music halls provide to our music. And to be honest with you, when I moved in 2016, I came to the area without knowing much about the local music scene. And as soon as I arrived, it was an amazing surprise to me for me to see how active, dynamic, and welcoming was not only the music scene, but the audiences in the area. And the last 4 years have been wonderful for me in terms of being able to perform a lot, to collaborate with established jazz musicians in the area, and to just interact with the audience in Central Mass has been wonderful. And I can attest that their feedback has also influenced my music in several ways.
That's really wonderful, and it seems like you're adapting to this new normal that we've been having. You said you're recording a concert at Mechanics Hall at some point that is going to be people are going to be able to watch, and then you also have a streaming concert in Chelmsford as well coming up in January.
Exactly. Yes, on December the 11th, we have invited to perform at Mechanics Hall. We're going to have a beautiful audio recording, the video. It's going to be an entire concert with my trio, and then this concert is going to be broadcasted at a later time. But we are also right now working on what is going to be our second album. We're pretty excited about that. This new album is going to include only original material, so I'm pretty excited about this new work.
That's great. Well, Carlos Odria, I want to say one more time, anybody who is interested, I'm going to play another one of your tracks here, but if you want to hear him live streaming, you can tune in to our holiday jazz jam here on WICN 1230 to 3 o'clock on Saturday, December 12th. It's capping off our 12 Days of Giving fundraiser, which, by the way, you can join us for 508-752-0700 is the number to call. Or you can go online to WICN.org to donate. You can catch Carlos, Greg Abate, Pamela Hines. It'll be a really wonderful concert. And Carlos, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for playing for our holiday jazz jam. And it was great to talk to you. Hope you stay safe and stay well.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Have a good one. We are going to head over now to Carlos Odria again. Here's a Joe Beam tune, Corcovado.